三，长宁区2015年初三英语模拟练习。
Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening Comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. The Lees are from Beijing, and they are visiting Huangpu River by ferry.
The Lees are from Beijing, and they are visiting Huangpu River by ferry.
2. Serena is a good girl, and she always tidies up her own school bag by herself.
Serena is a good girl, and she always tidies up her own school bag by herself.
3.Mr. Smith is praising his daughter because she does well in her homework.
Mr. Smith is praising his daughter because she does well in her homework.
4. Yesterday, there was a wonderful basketball match between Class 5 and Class 8.
Yesterday, there was a wonderful basketball match between Class 5 and Class 8.
5. Sam's father is a policeman, and he once caught a thief and got the purse back.
Sam's father is a policeman, and he once caught a thief and got the purse back.
6. Many students took part in the English reading contest last month, and Jack got the first prize.
Many students took part in the English reading contest last month.And Jack got the first prize.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. What was your mother doing this time yesterday?
She was watering the flowers.
Does she often water flowers in the morning?
No, she usually reads books.
Question. What was the girl's mother doing this time yesterday? What was your mother doing this time yesterday?
She was watering the flowers.
Does she often water flowers in the morning?
No, she usually reads books.
Question. What was the girl's mother doing this time yesterday?
8. John, have you seen Alice? I haven't seen her for days.
Oh, she is ill in hospital. Mike, Mary, and I have just visited her. She is much better today.
Question. Who is ill in hospital? John, have you seen Alice? I haven't seen her for days.
Oh, she is ill in hospital. Mike, Mary, and I have just visited her. She is much better today.
Question. Who is ill in hospital? 9. Why are you so sad, Mike?
I lost my MP3 on my way to school today. It was given by my uncle for my 15th birthday.
I'm sorry to hear that, but anyhow, cheer up.
Question. How does Mike feel today?
Why are you so sad, Mike?
I lost my MP3 on my way to school today. It was given by my uncle for my 15th birthday.
I'm sorry to hear that, but anyhow, cheer up.
Question. How does Mike feel today? 10. What can I do for you, madam?
I'd like to send a package with some books to a friend in America. How soon will it get there?
In about 5 days by airmail.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?
What can I do for you, madam?
I'd like to send a package with some books to a friend in America. How soon will it get there?
In about 5 days by airmail.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? 11. Good morning, Jack. You look so healthy. What do you do for exercise?
I go running every day and play table tennis once a week.
I used to play table tennis twice a week, but now I play it only once a month.
That's too bad.
Question.How often does the woman play table tennis now? Good morning, Jack. You look so healthy. What do you do for exercise?
I go running every day and play table tennis once a week.
I used to play table tennis twice a week, but now I play it only once a month.
That's too bad.
Question, how often does the woman play table tennis now?
12. There are more sandstorms this year. We should plant more trees and cut down fewer trees.
I agree with you, or we destroy ourselves in the end.
Question, what happened this year according to the dialogue? There are more sandstorms this year. We should plant more trees and cut down fewer trees.
I agree with you, or we destroy ourselves in the end.
Question, what happened this year according to the dialogue? 13. Customer service, may I help you?
Yes, I ordered a red sweater, but you delivered a green one.
I'm terribly sorry, madam. Please return it to us. We will pay for shipping and send you the correct color.
Question, why does the man apologize?
Customer service, may I help you?
Yes, I ordered a red sweater, but you delivered a green one.
I'm terribly sorry, madam. Please return it to us. We will pay for shipping and send you the correct color.
Question, why does the man apologize? 14. Mike, please look at the clock on the wall. What time is it now?
It's 8:10.
You are late for school 4 times this week. If all the students behave like you, the clock in the classroom will be of no use.
You are not right, Mrs. Brown. If I don't have the clock, how do I know I am late for school?
Question, what can we learn from the dialogue? Mike, please look at the clock on the wall. What time is it now?
It's 8:10.
You are late for school 4 times this week. If all the students behave like you, the clock in the classroom will be of no use.
You are not right, Mrs. Brown. If I don't have the clock, how do I know I am late for school?
Question, what can we learn from the dialogue?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Once there was a young man who looked down on the old. He always thought that the old were useless. And he also did this to his father. One day, the young man and his father happened to meet each other in a grove. He suggested that they should take a walk together. As they walked, a beautiful garden came into their sight. He pointed to one of the prettiest flowers and said to his father, "We young people are like this beautiful flower, so healthy, energetic, and full of spirit. What about the old? Just like the falling leaves from a dying tree." Hearing this, his father smiled but said nothing. They continued walking in silence. When they passed a store, the man's father stopped, went in, and bought a walnut. He showed it to his son slowly and said, "We old are like this walnut. We've experienced many hard events in life, so we built up such a firm shell. And at the same time, we also built up a pure inner world. Every fruit is so full-grown." "But every fruit was born by a flower," said his son. "Yes, but not every flower can bear fruit. We should try to be a flower that can bear fruit."
请再听一遍。
Once there was a young man who looked down on the old. He always thought that the old were useless, and he also did this to his father. One day, the young man and his father happened to meet each other in a grove. He suggested that they should take a walk together. As they walked, a beautiful garden came into their sight. He pointed to one of the prettiest flowers and said to his father, "We young people are like this beautiful flower, so healthy, energetic, and full of spirit. What about the old?
just like the falling leaves from a dying tree. Hearing this, his father smiled, but said nothing. They continued walking in silence. When they passed a store, the man's father stopped, went in, and bought a walnut. He showed it to his son slowly and said, "We old are like this walnut. We've experienced many hard events in life, so we built up such a firm shell. And at the same time, we also built up a pure inner world. Every fruit is so full-grown." "But every fruit was born by a flower," said his son. "Yes, but not every flower can bear fruit. We should try to be a flower that can bear fruit."
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Imagine you are living in a moving house. Inside the house, there is a small kitchen, bathroom, and bedroom. Everything you need is close at hand. In the U.S., you can really see these moving houses on the road. They are called recreational vehicles, RVs.People call them houses on wheels. When it's holiday time, the whole family often gets into this lovely house and hits the road for a trip across the country. Compared to a real house, this home on the road is small for a family who has spent every hour of every day together. But the best thing about it is that it changes your journey into a free exploration. You can drive as long as you like without worrying about finding hotels and a restaurant.Or you can just stop somewhere nice and stay for a few weeks. You may also come across other families who are on road trips. Together, you take out your tents and snacks. It's camping time, with a lot of chat and laughter. Of course, RVs are not always convenient. They can sometimes break down, and you have to spend time mending them. But this type of road trip still wins people's hearts, because they can go wherever they want,Whenever they want.
请再听一遍。
Imagine you are living in a moving house. Inside the house, there is a small kitchen, bathroom, and bedroom. Everything you need is close at hand. In the U.S., you can really see these moving houses on the road. They are called recreational vehicles, RVs. People call them houses on wheels. When it's holiday time,The whole family often gets into this lovely house and hits the road for a trip across the country. Compared to a real house, this home on the road is small for a family who has spent every hour of every day together. But the best thing about it is that it changes your journey into a free exploration. You can drive as long as you like without worrying about finding hotels and a restaurant. Or you can just stop somewhere nice.And stay for a few weeks. You may also come across other families who are on road trips. Together, you take out your tents and snacks. It's camping time, with a lot of chat and laughter. Of course, RVs are not always convenient. They can sometimes break down, and you have to spend time mending them. But this type of road trip still wins people's hearts, because they can go wherever they want, whenever they want.
第一部分听力到此结束，请同学们继续做题。